The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Sorry.
You're not sorry. Good luck, fucker. I'm not surprised, Jeff, so.
I was.
Does a 13 hit you?
Nope.
Okay, does a...
Nope.
Yeah, that one hits you.
You don't know.
Okay, does a 19 hit you?
Nope. I need to be wearing full armor plus a tower shield.
4, 9 plus 6, 15 damage.
Yep. I can beat your other character. I can't beat this character in one-on-one combat. I can't. I just say that right now. Who's next, Jeff?
This is Matt's second turn co-character.
This one came to me this way.
He didn't pick this.
Regardless.
Okay, that goes back on the bottom of the pile.
Well, sorry. I'm red buttons in my mouth so I don't talk.
Cody, you're up.
I'll attack Matt.
Yep.
And I gotta really try and put him down quickly. Is it helpful if you can move farther? Would you like to not be in the center of the room? Is that dangerous for either one of you?
At this point, I'm there.
So. I don't know what you mean.
I can move you, if that's helpful.
Oh. I mean, I don't want to, like, meta and say what my next action would be, but I would probably...
You would like to be moved?
It's okay. I already know what your next action is going to be.
So swing at Matt. 14 hit?
Nope.
Swing at Matt again. Apparently a 14 probably also won't hit. Swing at Matt a third time. 25 will hit.
Yep. Sure will.
Is that with a haft?
No, I went ahead and spent my action surge because I was trying to hit him three times.
Okay.
Didn't exactly go well for me. The second attack was the haft.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that's 6. That's 7 damage to Matt, and you can use your reaction to move up to half your speed, Troy. I have to hit in order to be able to do it. I was going to try and move both of you. That's my turn. Other than... you traitorous bastard! That's all I got. I mean, we're going to sit here and get picked apart if we don't find some way to take care of him.
Lucas.
Sorry, Lucas. I was going to try and move you, too.
No, that's okay.
I'm going to hit one time.
You're in direct line from these two.
It's a throwaway character, okay?
I know. Number one's going to miss you. That's a 6.
Oh, yes.
Number two's going to...
Is it a single digit?
It's an 11.
Yes.
Okay. Two Quaggoths come charging around this rock.
Say.
Two Quaggoths, you said?
Two Quaggoths.
Nice.
Both of those missed.
Is he in the initiative order at all?
Yes, he is. Okay. He'll go on my turn.
Okay.
He is going to move 5 feet. He's going to pull his rapier. This is for... For everybody Fargus. At home, this is Fargus.
He's attacking.
He's going to attack Ront.
Okay.
Straight up the taint.
Line up Main Street.
Wait a second. Did you rage?
Yes.
Did you reckless attack?
I didn't. I didn't say it. I f***ed up. I thought you said Berserker Rage.
No, you said
Berserker Rage.
You didn't roll advantage, did you?
No, I didn't. Oh, okay. I didn't say reckless attack.
That's 19 to hit.
Hits.
I need...
Please pick up a big pile of D6s.
It's a magic rapier.
That's 12 damage.
Ooh, okay, that's a good chunk.
I'm just wondering, asking for a friend, what's your dex?
If it were a game of numbers, it might be plus 2.
He's going to take a bonus action to disengage, run right in between the orc's legs, and move around.
Quick little slippery shit.
I mean, he's going to sit there and let me face check the damage. I can't really blame him.
Actually, yeah, that wouldn't make any sense for him to do that. He'll stay right there.
Do you have a different bonus action that's useful?
good phrasing.
I mean, that's useful to him, you know.
He has... I don't think he has dodge.
Does he have dip?
fuck you! Same coin! Same coin!
Mighty frightening coin. We're the same side.
Dash, disengage, or hide.
Different side. Can he hide behind the big guy?
I mean, he's got pretty good cover as it is. I don't think he needs to hide.
Yeah, he's not going to get hit by any drow.
Troy, you're up.
I will take a step forward. Pop claws.
Okay.
Oh, that's not that great. That's a 6.
12.
Nope. Swing and a miss. You have a bonus action that's not shit.
Well...
So I'm kind of rooting for you all to kill me.
Did we... I don't know if we determined whether or not, like, I can use that as, like, offhand attack or not.
Oh, the claws?
Yeah.
No, you cannot.
I thought we could.
No. It's like saying you cast a spell that's an attack, and you get one attack with it, but you're going to use both hands, so you get two attacks with it.
As a bonus doesn't work that action, way. I'm going to do my psychic focus on my corrosive metabolism and gain resistance to acid and poison damage.
Okay.
Good idea.
It is. That goes to Lucas.
I spin about, walk 3 squares back over there. Do. All right, let's do this.
For the sake of...
Did I write that down?
Can I sit in that square?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey. Hey.
Hey, what?
What's a rapier?
It's a sword.
I know. Is it a piercing?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you... I have resistance.
Yes, you do.
Okay, did you already mark that? Did you already do that in the damage?
No.
You're not taking
that's your resistance. You figured out.
I don't know what resistance half. Is.
Yep.
Huh.
I cast web on him.
Half. You,
what did you hit me with?
Web slashing is a 20-foot range.
Okay.
So yeah, yeah.
So it's
like, the wall. Like
everybody.
Web.
Isn't it?
Is it piercing, slashing, and bludgeoning?
That's not a bad spell. Yeah, throw it the other way.
Slashing too. Okay. So...
Oh, no, sorry, I thought I read that.
Right?
How much damage did you roll on me?
Web,
not a lot.
Web takes over like 20 foot.
Like 8?
20 feet or something like that.
I can't cast it on him in the wall instead of on the ground?
You can, but it will hit 20 feet.
Yeah, cast it
the other way.
I was trying to help you. I understand that, but it does also doesn't help when we get shot in the ass either.
Well, getting like, shot with stuff isn't...
If you hit these, then this Quaggoth doesn't run up and stab us in the ass next turn.
Okay, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Is it 20?
It's a 20-foot cube.
Put it there, I think you get both Quaggoths, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'll do that then, because I read it wrong. My apologies.
5, 10, 10. Yeah. Because he can designate a point, can he?
Can we get a marker on that?
No, if he... He will hit 4.
Does he 20 have to, feet. Right, does he have to target a person?
No, it's he targets a 20-foot cube.
Yeah, so move 5, up.
5, 10, 15, 5, 10, 15, 20. Yeah, so he's going to hit 1. He can hit, well, can he hit those, can he hit those two?
No, because he's up high.
20 feet.
Cube.
It is a cube. You, would hit, you could hit both of them. If you put it there, if it's a cube, you would hit both of them.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That is where we will throw it.
Move him back up.
Okay, what do you need?
Well, he moved 3 before he...
I just threw it at them.
It becomes difficult terrain. They get stuck.
Oh, it's his range.
Maybe I missed it.
Yeah, there is a save to see whether they get stuck.
And what's range on your...
Assuming it's going to be dex because they're quick.
What's the range on your spell, too?
Mine?
Yeah.
Probably 60 feet. He's good. 60 feet's like almost half the map, because I think this is 120 by 120.
Each creature that starts its turn in the webs or enters them during its turn must make a dex saving throw.
Say, I would put it on the back edge for him, so he would have to go through all of it.
Yep.
And then, so if you go 5, 10, 15, so it'd be 5, 10, 15, 20. So he would still have to run through, theoretically, some of it as well. So, that 20 feet?
Yeah, works for me.
Got a, like, blue marker?
So on their turn, they got to make a dex saving throw.
It's going to be against your spell save DC, which is probably 13 or 14.
What's your wisdom?
Modifier, plus 4.
So it's
10 plus 4 plus
14.
Right? Yeah, because it's
8 plus 2 plus 4.
Modifier. 14.
So it's going to be 14.
It'll be 14 for them to move, otherwise they're stuck. Is that right, Lucas?
They're restrained.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Anything else, Lucas?
I don't think Cure Wounds is a bonus.
No, it's not. Matt.
Wait and see what Matt does first.
Going to attack Kira again.
Okay. Do it, you pussy bastard!
I mean, I whiffed mine, so.
The halfling didn't.
Does a 20 hit?
Nope.
Yeah. 14 damage.
Okay.
He's still up.
Yep. Make you use both of them.
Does a 16 hit?
Yep.
11 damage.
Doesn't kill me outright.
Are you down?
He just dealt me in 4 hits, or in 3 hits, he dealt me 40 damage. I could take the cleric. There ain't no way I'm going to win a straight up fight versus a barbarian. Not without better armor. It's one of the things I want to improve in my character, assuming she lives.
You'll live.
Matt, anything else?
Nope.
No?
As a movement, just turn me towards Fargus.
Okay.
I'm just rotating on my space to...
Yep, you're good. Next. Cody, death saving throw.
19.
Cool.
Yay. Matt said yay.
Okay.
Matt said yay so we can kill you again.
The two that are stuck, what do they need to do?
Dex saving throw 14.
Quaggoth, I think that's 11.
Yeah, I just say surely it's not a plus 6.
Drow didn't get it plus 8.
They are both restrained.
Okay.
So you've taken those two out of combat at the moment. That might have been where you paid the price, though.
Yeah.
It'd been nice to get both of them.
Ooh. Unnatural 20.
Yep. You got to rip him up first.
Yeah.
It's going to take... Both of you are going to have to hit and get a good roll since I didn't get a chance to do any damage.
For 4 damage?
That could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. That was a claw bite.
No, just claw. 19.
Yes.
For 6 damage.
Lucas, if you got anything else that can slow them down, that would be good. Because it's going to take at least another...
I'm going to do is cast web where I'm standing, dude. I got nothing else I can do.
I mean, you cast another web and try and restrain him.
Well, it would dismiss the other one.
Oh.
Concentration.
Oh, yeah. Make your constitution save.
Concentration.
Constitution
save. Is it save. A constitution? Oh, okay. For some reason, I...
Well, isn't that what a concentration save is?
Well, yes. It didn't used to be.
Wait, am I adding stuff, right?
Your constitution save.
Yeah, it's a 9.
Yep. Web drops.
Hey, I think you might want to cast that web again. You still got your wet paper towel, Jeff.
Yeah.
Well, he can cast it again, though, right?
Right.
I'm already standing next to him, so what's the point?
If I were going to turn around and cast it on the fucking Quagga...
Oh, no, I mean,
or is there a way to center it? I'm sorry.
I would use it to seal off the tunnel.
You can seal off the tunnel and effectively make me and the Quaggoth not move.
I don't care about your moving. They're going to beat the hell out of you like, you know, bullying a small child.
Assuming.
Albeit a small child with a very big hammer, but bully you. Like, because if you do 5, 10, 15, 20, Lucas, then that would seal that off. It's just an idea. It would force them to run around or to try and cut through. And if you're lucky enough that he doesn't make his and is restrained, then you don't have to worry about him hitting you. Because the thing is, if they just keep coming down and raining pain on us, it's not going to go well. Whose turn is it? He gets to go because it's your turn.
Yes, that's right.
So he can stab the fuck out of Matt.
And there is still somebody in melee with him, so... It's a 16 hit.
That's my AC. So
yes.
That's a little nicer.
15 damage.
So I round that to 8 then?
Yes.
No, you round that to 7.
Round down.
Does he have an offhand attack at least?
No.
Matt dropping me really sucked.
Yep.
Yes.
You gotta hit him pretty hard.
Hang on a second, I'm sorry.
Are you good?
No, you're good. That's it for right now. Back to Troy.
Dex save, Matt?
Is it something I can see that you're doing?
Matter?
Oh, he's gonna advantage on dex saves.
I have advantage on dex saves. If it's something I can see with my danger sense.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Statistically speaking, he should make it.
Yeah, and 19.
15. That's a 9, right?
Yeah.
So 20. So 12 damage. 12 acid damage.
Did you fling?
He would not have resistance to that.
No, it's halved because he made the save.
Okay.
That's good. 12.
As a bonus action, should I stabilize you or keep you down? Because, I mean...
If you can
stabilized, he'd still be down.
Well, I would say stabilized, I'm still not going anywhere.
Sure,
at least you're not making death saving.
Well, yeah. Until I fail one, I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Hit bonus action, I'm focusing on the other thing, and you're stabilized.
Okay.
You use your bonus action to change your focus. You'd have to stabilize him next time. Next turn. That'd be 2 bonus actions.
That's true.
Can't triple stab or double stab. Void.
Goes to Lucas.
I do this wall thing.
Okay.
It's just there until somebody makes a deck saving throw.
I mean, it should be there as long as you can concentrate on it.
Yeah.
It's just going to prevent that Quaggoth from running in and fucking up what would probably be your shit, honestly.
You're putting it where?
Right behind you?
Yeah, like right where Cody
implemented.
Here?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
I can't do anything. I can't do anything else, literally. I have no bonus action.
Well, you could move, but I wouldn't move until that guy's restrained unless you want him to swing at you again.
Yeah.
Okay. Matt.
Who of your party would you like to kill next, traitor?
Shouldn't have let me behind.
Should have let you what?
Nothing. Argus.
Okay.
I guess. That's who I turn to, right? 20.
Yes.
Look, really had to look there.
Yeah, I did. You only got it by 1.
Oh, shit. 11 plus 17 damage.
Okay.
That can't go well for Fargus.
This has got a cool react. I doubt.
Really?
I hate when she does that in the middle of the night in our bedroom. Like, Alexa.
Why did that just come on? I don't know.
CIA.
Something we said triggered it.
Probably. Triggered! Deck save. Alexa. Hitting Fargus. Miss.
Okay.
I'm going to try to...
My wife could have set that off remotely, but I doubt she did.
I'm going to back up. Now
that I've thought about it, yeah, I want to do it.
I'm going to back up.
This way,
I don't
or this
way? Web.
So this way.
Yeah. I want to get 5 or 10 feet between us.
So you want to step further out?
Yeah.
Okay. Troy, you get an attack.
No, he doesn't. He's not wrong. That's what that's for.
Okay.
So Matt just used a Nord Games card to not
further fuck my friends in the ass.
But Fargus would.
Still. Nope. No? His movement this turn does not.
That card. The card
does it for any movement?
It completely negates any opportunity attack.
It basically gives him disengage this turn.
Yeah.
Sweet. Cool. Awesome.
I don't have, if it were a game of numbers, I don't have a lot of hit points left.
Anything else, Matt?
I would probably say something chaotically evil and like, who's leaving who now, bitch? Like, but I don't want to do that.
Cody, you're stable?
No.
Not yet.
Another pass.
Okay. Then it goes to me. Lucas.
Wait.
He's
got to make that save first. He starts his turn at
11.
14 is the DC.
Yep. I got to look up
Quark out again. Pretty close.
It is pretty close. That's why I'm looking it up.
I hope it's a +2, but I bet it's at least a +3. Maybe not. They're not high level characters.
That's a 12. He's restrained. So what does restrained do?
He has disadvantage on any attacks.
+1.
We have advantage on attacks.
Okay. Yeah. Does it say anything else? I know can't move, but he's not incapacitated.
No, he's restrained. So restrained creature's speed is 0. It can't benefit from any bonus to its speed. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage. Attacks from it have disadvantage. Creature has disadvantage on dex saving throws.
Cool. The only person that can hit is you then, right?
That's a good thing to remember, because if it tries to save to get out again, then...
It has disadvantage.
No, wait, can it even save to get out again?
Yeah.
If its movement speed is 0, how does it move?
It has to spend an action to get itself out.
Yeah.
So can... But it can still attack.
It's just disadvantage for the attack, yes.
That's a 12. Nice. I don't think that's going to hit.
Shorty?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think what these guys are going to do.
Oh. They got to go around. If you'd have drawn that diagonal a little bit tighter, Lucas, you'd have sealed off the whole cave.
Shorty will move up.
Huh? I think I would have been stuck in. Yeah, no. I mean, if that was the unfortunate part. If you and I had both been back in a little bit farther.
Fargus is going to move up on Ront again and take a swing. A 23 is probably going to hit.
Yeah, that's a good assumption.
For 9 damage.
So for 4.
Yeah, that's it.
Did you roll your save?
Yeah, he's
going to pass.
Troy, you're up.
Yeah, you don't know that, but...
So yeah, as a bonus action, stabilized.
Okay.
Can I get another dex save? No, wait a minute. Can I get a constitution save?
You're going to have a good one there, too.
Yeah, he has advantage on that.
Well, why?
Because he's raging.
Oh.
No. It's only
strength.
It's dex and strength.
Oh, sorry. For some reason, I was thinking con.
It's only strength, not... Oh, it's dex. Dex, if I can see it.
Yeah, dex because of danger sense.
Or does that come from a specific thing?
Yeah.
That's why I was, like, questioning it the first time.
So what you doing?
Is it better to have him make a save, or is it better to hit him?
I mean, hitting him's gonna have the damage anyways.
But if you do the thing you did last round, you're probably gonna... One might say.
Yeah, make another dex save.
Yep. It's a good number, though.
Naturally.
12, 22, so 11 damage.
Damn, down. Minus 1.
It's your mind bullets.
Ront is on the ground.
So that was 5, 10, 20.
It's not a bad position.
It is. It is up to Lucas.
And I will say, you know, if you can, like, heal. Give him healing bits.
Yeah, I mean, I can heal.
I mean, unless since those guys are, I guess they're not really in a line. I was going to say, if those guys were in a line and you can blast both of them, that wouldn't be a bad call.
I was going to try to slow them down.
Whatever you can do. Whatever you want to do. I'm forgetting that you're not playing your other character.
Yeah, sadly, I've used both my second level spells on web, so it's a 10-foot radius look like. Is it one square?
It's usually about the same as that.
So it's like it's 4 squares to get.
Yeah. It's a 20-foot circle.
I can pinpoint a point between both of those two.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and not have you in it.
If you did like here, right here. So 5'10", 5'10". Yeah, so you did right there.
I want it in front of where that guy's.
What are you trying to cast?
Earth Tremor. It causes difficult terrain and damage.
So here?
Nope, that'd still get her. Yeah.
Look at me.
If it's here, it
would. I'm saying right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there you hit both of them.
Okay, so that's where I will aim. Oh, never mind. That's on self? So it's an AoE then?
Yes.
If it's a 10-foot radius, then yeah, it's an AoE.
Because would that be because there is
an area of effect?
That's affected?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you have advantage on that one. If you could stab the shit out of it, that would also be not bad.
Yeah, no, I'll use
getting me up so I can stab it is also not a bad thing. I mean, it's whatever you want to do. Like I said, unless they're in... The only two that are grouped right now are these two. So if you can't hit them with some sort of area of effect spell, then...
Unless I'm right between them, I guess I can't.
I mean, you could.
I could, but then I'm going to get massacred standing there. Yeah, no, I'll attack the thing with my Primal Savagery since I have it.
Yep. Ravage it!
17 plus numbers.
It's going to be the same number you've been adding, fine. So it's plus 4.
It is a d10 acid damage. 9.
Not a bad hit.
9 acid damage on the one that is restrained.
Quag off 2.
Okay.
This part is just all about straight up two-facing people, just throwing acid right in their faces.
Matt, death saving throw.
3. Fail.
Okay. Cody.
Yep.
You're stable?
Yes.
Okay. Then it's me. Quaggoth number 2 missed. Quaggoth number 1 is going to run up around the web and attack Troy. And miss. No, they absolutely would not go in. They would let the Quaggoth tear their way through.
That's the other thing you've done, Lucas.
Prevent the drow from moving.
Prevented the drow from shooting at us.
Yep.
Because like, 20 foot up as well.
Yep. Yeah, like you've made it impossible. They now have to fight through a tunnel, which is what I like to do.
Yeah.
Cool. Who's next?
Troy.
I'll attack the webbed guy.
I say just fucking murder them.
What are you attacking with?
Yeah, pop my claws again.
How many of those points do you have left?
Well, we just reset, so I got 14 points to you.
I wasn't sure how many you started with.
So that'll hit right.
How many points does the tough hide cost?
It's 2.
It's 2.
Like okay. Everything's 2, isn't it?
No. Well, this one, so my claws, you can spend up to 3 points.
Yeah.
For a d10. For 14, 17 damage.
Nice!
On number 2?
Yep.
Okay. Anything else?
No. Any
funky psionic bonus actions? Or
no bonus actions.
He kills the drow leader with mind bullets.
Not really gonna help here, so.
It's telekinesis, Kyle.
I guess I could switch it, but... He's already stabilized, so now I'm good.
Lucas.
What about Fargus?
Fargus
didn't go.
Oh, yeah. He would have gone before me.
Yep.
Does he want to stab me through my cold black heart?
He's got no attachment to him.
True. Did you want to do anything with Fargus?
You're not paying any attention to what Fargus is doing.
Fargus very possibly is either looting Matt or he is running away. He could even be looting me, perhaps.
It is at this point I'm going to cast Cure Wounds.
Okay.
You wake up with a halfling hand in your pocket.
It's cracked. Want me to re-roll that?
No.
I don't care what. No, take the 8. You're fine.
Okay. 13.
Nice.
Your benevolence is as girthy as your penis.
It's not that girthy.
You're not that benevolent most of the time.
You made quite a bit of sense. That's all I can do. You are healed. You are, well... You're awake. You're not staying up.
Team effort.
What you looking for?
I don't want to actually drink another energy drink.
She's looking for something to drink.
So I guess I'll just drink that,
which is not much different.
Not much, but...
Does that make it my turn, or was Lucas after me?
So I like the high fructose corn syrup.
Matt, that's saving throw.
I actually do want to try this guy.
Blood orange.
Pass.
Feel the burn.
Now it's Cody.
That's tasty.
Stand up for half my movement. Bonus action for second wind.
It's got a smoky to it.
What's that one?
The blood orange?
Blood orange?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh. Cody? I like that one in the dragon group.
No, I'm good. Thanks. I'm up to 23 out of 29 with my action surge.
Okay.
And I can stab it from where I'm at, right?
Your action surge. You mean your second wind?
Sorry, I said second wind earlier, but you guys are drinking the thing. And I can stab him.
Yes, you can. You have advantage.
So it's an 18 on the first roll. That's probably not what you want to do. That was a 20, but you probably want me to re-roll that.
Play this lies.
Two. That's 12 damage to the Quaggoth number two. Do I want to... I can't reach the other guy, can I? No, that's 15. There's no sense in spending a superiority die.
I mean, you can move 5 feet if you could fit in that corner, I guess. Right? If you
I probably should have said that before if I was going to.
Can't you move, though?
Do you want to go anywhere?
Do I want to go anywhere?
Yeah, you're probably happy where you're at. Do you want... Can I...
Yeah, I'm pretty content right here.
I'm hoping to pull me back if you need to so you can be closer.
I mean, yeah, let's do that. I get to add...
Does that cause an op attack if you move me, though?
Nope. Okay. It does not. That's why I got it. For exactly this situation, in fact. It's an extra 4 damage to Quaggoth number 2 if he's not dead. Lucas, you can move... you can spend your reaction to move up to half your speed.
Okay. So
just 5 feet? Or do you want to move more?
Just moving back 1 so that she can move in. That's where she needs to.
Do you want to move forward?
Then
you could hit 1 or could hit 2 again.
No, I need to stay where I'm at in case either of them move. Then I can get op attacks on them. Because I got to move. I move some distance. So I'm good. How is Quaggoth 2 looking?
He looks on death's door and very pissed about it.
Because he can't fucking move.
No, because he's got this thing called Wounded Fury.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's right. His attacks are like double. Because he's under a certain amount of level hit points.
That's an 18. Does that hit you, Troy?
For which one?
From number 2.
Disadvantage?
On disadvantage.
I did. He did roll 2, well. Like 15.
15 and 13.
Yeah, 18 does hit.
Okay.
You had to say that his hits did double damage.
What kind of damage is it?
Slashing, claws.
Okay.
Oh.
That's 3d6s. He did a 5, a 1, and a 1.
That's 10 damage.
That's almost max damage.
you'll take 10 acid damage as I use my reaction. When I take piercing or slashing damage, you cause acid to spray from your wound. Each creature within 5 feet of you takes 2d6 damage.
So you're both a fucking xenomorph?
So they both take damage, 10 acid damage.
I'm really glad I didn't step up.
Yeah, actually, I didn't think of that.
How much?
10.
So 1 takes 10 too.
Yes.
Quaggoth 1 also takes 10 damage.
Does Quaggoth 2.
Which Quaggoth 2 dies.
Excellent. You're fucking terrifying. Like,
you sure you're playing this character right?
That build is so broken. It's not funny.
How much does that cost points?
2 points. Yeah, you're right.
I feel like the next thing we play is going to be fucking... It's going to be 4 psionics.
All mystics. Four mystics.
Well, because... With Mystic, there's like 5 different classes you can play in Mystic.
Yeah, we can just
Mystic. This I don't Mystic think I, this won't reach print. I really don't think this will reach print.
I mean, I think if it does, it'll
be dumbed. It'll be dumbed down.
This is just like Psionics when they released Psionics. Psionics was fucking broken.
First and second attack miss from Quaggoth number 1.
I know what I'm gonna do.
Everybody, make a perception check.
Oh, I'm still dead.
22.
9.
What did Fergus roll?
Gloog and Kira both hear a body fall out past the web.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh. Is Fergus still back there?
Nope.
No.
We don't know. We're not paying attention.
I'm now actively
looking. Yeah, you were focused up here.
Hmm? Who do we is this
do we now notice that lovely Fergus is individual? Not
yeah.
I'm just curious how he did it.
I shimmied his ass up the wall, crawled over there, and killed them.
Not unless his move speed was like 700. You climb at half your speed.
It's been a few rounds.
Yeah, he isn't moving.
And he gets
rounds.
Dash as a bonus action.
You can't dash up a wall.
You can double move.
His
still half your speed. It'd be close.
Maybe his.
And it's not like he gets awesome dex checks and could get right through the web.
That is true. Anyway, whose turn is it?
That was my turn.
That was your turn, yes.
Troy, you're up.
Since I'm low on points now, I can't draw both short swords, or can I?
You can draw one.
Okay. I will draw one.
Take that two-weapon fighting feat, you can.
So a 23 probably hits.
It does.
What are we doing? D6. For 6 damage.
Nice.
Can I punch him with my unarmed?
I mean, I suppose you could.
That's okay.
I thought I had to be.
No, I think it's
unarmed. No, another.
No, you could do if you unarmed.
Break your wrist.
But I also think that it, I don't know if,
because you're deals probably not one
proficient.
Damage.
Yeah, you're not proficient in it, so you can't do anything cool with it.
You're proficient with it. You would get your normal attack, but you only deal one damage. Because you're not a monk, and you haven't taken the brawler feat that increases your unarmed damage. Anything else, Troy?
You stay right there. I'm hoping to do something really cool with him that will allow you to f*** his shit.
I stay there? Oh, yeah, I wasn't going to plan on moving.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay, Lucas.
Yeah.
Yeah, measly little cantrip that does a couple damage?
No, I have guidance from Primal Savagery, which I have to be in front of him to hit.
Then you can get in front of him. That web can get through.
Yeah, I don't want to fight through the web.
Can you dispel that?
I kind of don't want to, because it's kind of helping.
I say I would give it a minute before we... Like, I don't think it's a bad idea to dispel it, but let's kill the things that are in front of us first.
If I hit
the drow won't... The drow will take pot shots at us if they think it's easy prey.
Yeah.
But the web is, I'm sure, obscuring their vision and causing them a bunch of problems.
And if I hit it with Ice Knife, you get hit with the excess cold damage.
I wait on Ice Knife until you got to throw out something farther away. Say, so anybody else, and you need to pop a heal?
No, you got
to...
I'm
at 23 out of 29.
Troy, what are you at?
Healing?
I'm full.
All right,
so am I.
No, you took damage.
Oh, that's right, I took 10.
I will walk over and just...
I'm down to...
Are you already dead?
No, I'm rolling
Okay, I'll walk over and Coots de Grace the guy on the ground.
Savage.
Yep.
Kotoa. You don't know if I was under, like, mind spelly things.
Yeah. So Koto don't give a f***.
Kotoa doesn't know you.
Kotoa ain't nothing to f*** with. So that's what I do. I walk over and stab him in the throat or heart or something.
Try to remember what it is, because I don't think it's an instant kill anymore.
It's an automatic crit.
Yeah, it's an automatic crit.
Which counts as 2 failed death saving throws.
You failed one already?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I thought you'd pass both of them. Never mind.
He did.
Do you got anything on him?
Well, earn the keys, you sir. Our name is Lewis.
You actually are done. I imagine he doesn't have
anything. No, I'm hoping he gives me the Fergus.
Giant hammer sheet.
Oh. He's going to Fergus. You moved and you attacked. So you don't have an action to search.
Okay.
You can move again if you want.
I mean, I can move back to where I started at.
If you look really hard, you'll find something in my ass.
You can search him next round. Whatever you want to do.
Just go to the next person.
Cody.
I'll step up. So he's within 10 feet. Take my attack. That's a crit. Nat 20.
Nice.
Take a card, please.
Is that piercing or slashing?
Slashing, which is the second one down, right?
No, melee. No. It's just the top one.
Oh, melee is the top up.
No. Mac.
Oh. Isn't it?
That's the top one. It's a sword and an axe, right?
Yes. Okay. Sword and axe. Second one is arrows. It's
I got... piercing. This is a life-threatening card, by the way. I get maximum damage, and I may make another attack.
Nice.
So max damage would be 13. I would like to... On that hit... can you make a strength saving throw, Jeff? I need you to roll poorly. That's pretty poorly.
That is poorly.
I'm going to add an additional... Hey, I finally get to use my character kind of the way I want. I get to add an extra D8 of damage. So that's another 4 damage to him.
It's max.
Oh, you're going to count that as max as well? Okay, it's 8. I push him into the web. And now I'll take my additional attack that I get from the card.
Yep.
With advantage.
This is great.
So the first roll is a 15. Second roll is a crit.
Kira is pissed.
Good job, Ront. Quadruple damage, and if the damage the target takes is equal to or greater than half of its maximum hit points, they lose an armor hand. So quadruple plus the 3. That's going to be 10, 11, 21, 24 damage.
Is that more than half? Did he lose a hand?
He loses an arm or a hand.
He had... How much?
If it is greater than half their maximum hit points.
Yeah, what's...
24.
It is greater than.
So I slice off an arm.
So the drow out here, they all hear a Quaggoth scream, and they see an arm come flipping out and land in the middle of the open space.
Is he still up?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, no.
I have another attack, but I'll hold it.
I was going to say, I didn't think so. He's gotten
salt
pretty...
the trophy.
Yeah, what the hell else do I want to do?
Ooh, I got it.
I don't know what her battle cry is, but you just hear,
it's probably in common, so no one else can understand it.
So it sounds like that, then.
Yeah, exactly.
I can move through friendly squares, right?
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Come fly with friendly guys.
So I move 5, 10, 15, 20. Is there any place I can take cover around here?
Wait, does it look like? Weren't you just right here?
I thought I moved up, but
so
maybe I didn't.
5, 10, 15, 20.
Yeah, can I get...
That's right.
She's not cutting that
corner. Oh, okay. Okay, I see. I'm sorry. I'm also not talking about
my... Is there a place for me to hide anywhere in out here, does it look like?
No, out here this is all pretty open.
So basically right there you've got cover.
Yeah, and you can move through me if you need to. Yeah. Although Lucas is probably going to dispel the web here in a second, I would imagine.
I don't have to. It's up there for an hour.
That's fair.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to find out what it
is. It's kind of helping out here.
Although, it is. I don't know.
Don't you bad talk my dice. Dice roll cool, then they roll hot. That Quaggoth is super fucked. Really wish I'd hit that on a drow, but...
It was more the effect of the card than your die. It would
be better on Ront.
No, he rolled 2 20s.
That's fair.
That is statistically pretty unlikely.
No, that's twice tonight, but...
Damn it. Okay.
That is twice the night that somebody... Well, you didn't roll the first one.
Whose turn is it?
I'm sorry. It is...
Mine.
Kira is probably swearing and... Get the fuck out of here, you! You drow bastards! You didn't send enough Quaggoths!
I'll make one. That's a...
Oh yeah, no, I have no doubt that they're going to hit me.
You don't have any kind of cover where you're sitting?
No.
Well, should we cover by the web?
Depends on which one's shooting me. I got some cover from this one unless he moves out. This one, the web probably impedes it. That guy can probably pop up and shoot me straight on.
That's a 24.
You can't hit me with multiples of 12. It's in the book. Prove me wrong.
That's 9 damage.
Ouch.
Make a con save.
You said 9, right?
No, 9 damage.
That's 3, 6. Con save I might be able to make. That's a 21.
Yeah, you're good.
Fuck your poison.
Pull it right back out.
She shoves it all the way through. Like, I'm standing in front of things with no heavy armor. A 16 AC is not that hard to hit. I am going to just take scar after fucking scar.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way Kira is. Sooner or later, he's gonna do better than me. But for now, I'm still up.
So how high up is he, too, then?
You see him just peek out.
But how high up is he?
Probably...
It's important for my decision-making.
25 feet.
Okay. And he's got pretty, like, clear view, like, of the field?
Fairly limited, actually.
What about up here?
Yeah, he would have a very clear view of up here.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out how obscure his vision is.
I don't know what you're planning, but I am intrigued.
There's a 20-foot cube of web there, though.
There's... Yeah, I know.
Okay. Now he's going to use his fucking psychic powers to turn into Spider-Man, swing across the way, and then Hulk punch him in the face.
I could Spider-Climb if I still had another spell slot.
I'm trying to...
Troy. Gear up.
I don't have a decision yet.
Too bad. Do something.
My instinct is to do something really fun, but then I would be very low on my points left. Also kind of want to save them.
Interkyphic.
I'll move it in.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So... I'm going to grow little itty-bitty claws, and I'm going to scale the wall. I'm going up, let's say, I guess only 25, right, to get over?
Yeah.
20, so let's, I was here, so 5, 10, so then 25, so 5, 10, so then 20 up, right, it's 30.
5, 10, 15.
He's not giving you
and
the
then
corner.
Up.
15, so up 15 is 30, so if I double move, so another 10 gets me clear, another 5 gets me clear. Let's go 10. We could be sure. So 10. So I have another 10 or 20.
20.
15.
So 5, 10, 15, 20. So I'm
so you're
up here.
Clinged up there. Probably presenting a better target than me. I appreciate that.
Yep.
It's double move.
They shoot you off the wall.
You'll land on the web. You'll be fine.
Actually, yeah. You would have. You'd give both of them clear shots at you. So.
As a bonus action. I'm focused on my everything and have resistance to acid and poison damage.
That would be a good thing.
Okay.
Lucas.
You already did that.
Right?
Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I focused on something else.
It is Lucas. I'm sorry.
Is Ron carrying anything?
Yeah, you find a stone in his pocket.
Stone?
A stone.
It's in my ass, actually.
I leave it, because the last time I touched stones, they hurt me.
This isn't a precious stone.
That's fine.
Okay.
I said no,
anything
I
else?
Want to touch it.
He's got a club or something.
Do I have 30? Move me, like, to the corner, if I can. Five, just 10, to the corner 15, of the web wall there.
25.
Yeah.
Good.
My action was to search, not to attack, so I can't.
Okay. Cody.
Do I... If I start moving out, because I'm going to close, do I know that that person's there? The D8 around the corner for me?
You could probably guess, because you'd have seen Lucas getting attacked out here.
Do you see a dead body in front of the web?
Is that... Well, no, because I can't get to this one. This one's up in the air. Can I get to that one?
He's up there. Actually, as you come around the corner of the web, you see this one lying on the ground.
Nice. Can I see that one? Can I see that one on the ground over there?
No.
He was 20 feet
still up there.
He's in the air.
Yeah.
Does that rock look easily climbable from this side? The rock that the boss is on?
Give me a good athletics check.
I actually think I'll probably double move. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, and then try and climb. How far was it up?
He's about 25 feet up.
So that should get you to the on top of it.
Yes. If it's... You said how far is he up?
He's up 25.
You got 30 movement?
No, because you climb at half speed.
Okay.
As I come around this corner, do I see, like, any easier area to climb up as I'm looking around? Just
not
I
really. Move.
Okay. Then I will athletics to start trying to climb.
Okay.
Get up there and get him. That is a 20.
Yeah.
So I'm up 15.
Yeah, you're moving fine.
So Kira just slings her glaive and hauls ass and starts climbing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on my way up to go get him like I said I would.
Troy? One is going to take a pot shot at you.
One? I thought one was dead.
Two is one of them is okay. Going to. God.
You're the one who put the numbers out there. I was just asking.
Yeah, I know.
Because if he was on the ground alive, I'd have charged him instead.
Cody.
Yep.
Darkness.
What?
And he's going up.
Fucking punk. Can I see him going up?
No, I'll say he dropped the darkness on where you're climbing up.
Gotcha.
Would I have been able to see him going up?
Yep.
Or me?
Yep.
He just went straight up?
Just went straight up.
Like, into...
Like, levitating.
Well, but I mean, did he disappear?
No, he's going up as far as he can, which is about 60 feet.
But we can still see him.
Yes.
I can.
Lucas,
I got 120 feet.
You got 120 feet. So, he would probably be right about as far away from you as you could see.
Okay.
He is fading into the darkness at the end of his move.
Fucking bastards!
The darkness doesn't... You can still hear it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can
hear it. You just can't see it.
Troy.
I will climb down. Well, how far can I drop without incurring, like, damage?
That'd be an athletics check.
Oh.
10 feet for free beyond that athletics.
Okay, so 10. So I am...
Worst you're going to take is a D6.
I'm up,
climb down.
You're up 25.
I'm up 25. So I got to move over 5, down 15, it's 20, drop here.
Okay.
And then...
You can light him up, that'd be sweet. Shoot him off the ceiling.
I can't, because I can't see him, right? Because this is still here.
No, I'm more...
No, I can't see.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm worried about the guy up in the air.
I can't see him.
Sorry. Because the thing, levitate, he can't go anywhere. He can just go up and down.
Well, if I was a couple levels higher, I could fly too.
If only we had a character with wings.
So he took a shot at me, right?
Yes.
So I know he's there.
So that's your double move?
Yeah.
Charge across the cavern towards him?
Lucas.
What range is the guy that levitated from?
I guess I didn't go that far.
Pythagorean theorem.
Just hearing those words makes Lucas tear up.
No, Pythagorean, no.
50 over, 60, 85 up.
Whew. 85? I thought he only moved 60 up.
He was 25 feet above the ground when he left. And he went up 60.
Neat.
All your stuff's like 60?
Yeah.
Nah, he's being a fucking dick.
Yeah, he sees the troops that he brought getting killed. He's going to ditch. He's going to report back.
That's what I would like to avoid.
Can I climb the web cube? Stay on top of it?
No.
Is that a thing that happened?
No, not really.
But, maybe if you were like super monk.
I just wasn't sure how.
It's
I mean, it's connected to wall. It's not.
Yeah, it's basically stringing up to the walls and everything like that.
It's not a legit cube of web.
No,
I'm pretty,
it's not.
I'm
it's
pretty
not
sure like web actually says it has to connect somewhere.
Like, I don't think you're not like dropping a set of magical scaffolding.
Damn it, that's what I meant.
I mean, they have
then, then cast that spell. Yeah. Cast the right spell then.
Cast magical scaffolding.
Bigsby's collapsing scaffolding.
All right, I can peek out and throw ice knife at the guy up there on that corner. So we'll do that.
Go for it. That's a three.
That's a nine.
That's a miss.
Yeah, even if it misses, it still explodes to 2d6 with a cold punch.
Hit him.
Ice knife is such a really bitchin' sweet spell.
Hey, 6 points. Cold damage.
You heard him.
Yep. He's cold. Can't say I did nothing.
Cody.
I'll take the controlled fall. I mean, I'll just let go and slide down.
Okay. You'll come down out of the darkness. It doesn't extend all the way to the ground.
I can get to him, but I probably can't do anything.
You should shoot bow.
Drop your glaive, draw the bow as a part of the attack.
Already, so you shouldn't even have
can
to.
I
oh, yeah.
Can
that's
I,
true.
Can I see him?
That guy?
I haven't even paid attention to light.
I mean, I would have had a source of light at some point.
Yep, you would have.
But that doesn't mean that it would go that far. Would it be dim light that far away? So I'm mostly attacking
roll disadvantage.
Okay. It's a fair way of taking care of it, I feel like. It's 14. That's a 13, so we'll take the 13. That's 17 to hit.
That'll hit.
For 7 damage. So I shoot him in the leg. And she's just trash-talking the entire time.
Matt, say something.
Give the matron mothers my love.
I just want you to be in the wall.
I can't wait.
Good.
I can't wait to hear how pleased they are that a fucking human scared you off. Oh, 100. Yeah, no, 100%.
Kira, he's holding up the upside down spider hand signal.
Yes, thank you. you look like you just about kill him, and you see out of the darkness behind you. You see something skim past you and just dent in his head, and he drops.
What is this something?
Like a sling bullet.
Fucking hell.
We don't see little dude anywhere, so that's gotta
because
be him, right?
He's a fucking rogue.
Yeah, he's up where the drow
so
was.
Because
he's a fucking rogue.
He's actually multiclassed.
Well, I saw when you only toss 1d6, I guess, that he probably was.
Yep.
Apparently he's a rogue fighter.
Uh-huh.
Is this a book character, or did you create this one?
Fargus Rumblefoot is in the book, but he's just a generic.
Okay.
So yeah.
Spiced him a little bit.
Yep.
Cool, cool.
I knew that I was going to be removing a party member.
One way or another.
See, as soon as he started to breathe, I was like, oh, I bet this will be me later. That's great.
It'd be so funny if Jeff was like, okay, so here we go. Just keep playing Fargus, because this is a Jeff character.
Yeah. Rogues are my thing. And I have not
gotten rogues, no less.
I have not gotten to play a rogue this entire fucking podcast.
Whose fault is that?
We need a healer.
You don't need one. This is useful.
Don't blame
at
us.
At the beginning of Curse of Strahd, I literally had a different Davin Brass Rocks drawn up. And you guys were like, we need a healer.
To be fair, it would have been a lot more exciting if you hadn't had a healer.
Yeah.
I mean, once one of us died, we might have had one.
Okay, so you guys clear the path.
If that taunt would in any way, I don't know. That I guess that would, there's no really a. I need a taunting feat, is what I need.
To intimidate, isn't it?
No, I'm not trying to intimidate. I'm trying to piss him off.
What? See, draw attacks?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can keep him involved in the fight in case there's any way we can beat the hell out of him. So.
Beat the hell out of him. He's not that high of a character.
No. I don't want him to report back. I'm hoping that we can, you know.
Well, narratively, it's much more interesting if I get to report 100%
back. 100% it
is. So
that's why I'm just seeing if I can persuade him to come back down and get angry.
We can't see him, though.
No, he's gone. He is ditching.
That's what drow do.
Okay, so, yes, Lucas, when you searched Ron's body, you found a carved stone.
Carved stone.
Yes. Anybody who looks at it, trained in Arcana, you can tell that's a sending stone. It's like casting the spell sending.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's how they've been following
That's
us.
How they've been following you.
Can we
Three
break
times
it?
A long rest.
Hmm?
Can we shatter it?
Not before we taunt them.
Well,
Oh, yeah. You could totally activate it and talk to them.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. Okay. 100%. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I will let Kira do that thing, and then we can shatter it.
Yeah. Yeah. You can do that.
I send a generic taunt. Something to the effect of, next time put on your big girl spider panties and come face us yourself instead of sending the pathetic men who are now dead. Give or take. It's 25 words, right? That's got to sort of fit in there.
And then...
And you'll get a response saying, don't worry, I'll get to you. I'm dealing with your friends first.
Can I realize I'm not proficient in this thing, but can I just use his maul and shatter it?
Absolutely.
Cool. I do that thing.
It's a good maul. I mean, 2d6 plus 4
damage.
No,
I mean, I'll carry it. I can't use it. I'll carry it with me. I'll take it with me.
This is my clam shucking hammer.
This is my apple. This is my gun.
Just fucking lobsters just explode.
You guys will travel for another hour, and you will come right to the Koto village. They are ecstatic. Well, they're not ecstatic.
Yay!
They're horrified at what happened, but they're extremely grateful for you making sure that Gloog got there.
Question. We're now the number one Kuotoa village.
Question.
Yes.
What do Kuotoa eat?
Fish.
Is it dead orcs? Because I'd drag him with me if so.
You probably wouldn't be offended by the thought.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't know what Kuotoa actually eat. I'm legitimately asking.
I'm assuming that they would be omnivores.
Yeah, I do that.
If not, you almost certainly have a pack animal. Like, a lot of pack animals in the Underdark are omnivores, and they will, like, cut up the bodies of their enemies and feed it to their pigs or whatever.
No,
like,
I would ask for some help dragging them, because I probably can't do it.
I feel like they do that with the riding lizards.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
I feel like I remember reading it somewhere.
Between the riding lizards and the Rothe.
So not only is Ront dead, he has fed my people.
And he ends up as pig shit. Congratulations, Matt.
I got handed a sheet.
I messaged the two of them and said, we're going to do the same thing that Cody and Troy did with you guys. And you're going to get the chance to pick a character. These are the two options. Matt's like, oh, I want to do Ront. And I messaged both of them separately and gave them details about the character. And I just sent Matt, like, Ront was captured. He made a deal. He's leading them. He's leading the drow to the party.
So Ront pulled what we would call a Matt?
The f*** have I ever done to you?
Nothing. You made a deal with an NPC that got one of your fellow PC's hands cut off. I mean, that's basically what happened here.
Whose hands got cut off?
Oh.
Oh.
Yep.
Yep.
You weren't in control of that.
Yeah, I gave you that character.
You gave it. You did.
You gave it.
Well, then, because I wanted to still play. I wanted to still play the game. I'd have had to take months off.
No. Well, that literally would have happened would have been the reverse.
Wow.
She would have been tortured and probably had a chance to escape, and you would have played, and then you would have played a different character. But instead, you're like, nah, I'll save my hide and sacrifice somebody else.
You guys will spend a night in the Koto settlement. They will set off the next day. They will drop you at Gracklestug on the way.
Oh, okay. So they're going out as some sort of relief aid thing, and then they're going to just, as a kindness, drop us off at Gracklestug.
Yep.
Gotcha.
It's like 11, 15.
Morik.
Oh, okay. I was saying, what are you doing?
Actually, no. We gotta kind of deal with what happened on the boat.
Yeah, we should probably go back to that.
We've got a deal.
We should probably go back to that. So, back to our other characters.
Let's see.
We're skipping back.
See if Matt. Do. See.
You guys.
I don't know if I can do two characters in one night. Okay.
Time to deal. You guys have just come out of the Oozing Temple. Matt is tattletaling to Hemeth about the things that Sereth took.
Yeah.
And go. Hemeth is demanding the stuff.
I can't. You want me to. I'm going to fuck with Cody twice in one night?
Like, you chose both of these things.
I did not choose that Ront would be a traitor. Okay. I chose Ront before I knew that was a thing, and then I relished it.
Almost worse. Because this definitely was your choice.
I gotta go from chaotic evil to lawful good. Okay.
I sent you in there to bring stuff back for me as your payment for me getting you into Gracklestug.
I don't remember exactly all that we got.
There was a magical dagger. There was a magical mace. There was random stuff that was in the...
It was a lot of really cool shit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I wrote it all down.
I don't remember the gold or
dagger,
the gems.
Dagger, two portions, potions, 14 EP, one gem, and then a bunch of coins is what I wrote.
I wrote a dagger and a mace. Did I take both of the things?
Yeah, mace, dagger. Oh, I just wrote
no, a record. Sarath would have found the dagger at least. I don't remember a regular dagger. I think it was actually Morik who asked the ooze to let go of the...
He's going to say, you took the mace from the dead guy in the ooze.
And why the hell did you bring an ooze with you?
Bring an ooze with us?
Yeah, I don't think he followed us.
Huh? Oh, yeah, he did.
He did.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like a cube of jello floating up out of the water and bobbing like an ice cube.
Oh, this is a ooze.
This is a ooze. He's really nice.
I can't, what's his name again?
I try to be Glabagool.
Oh, my allergy pill wore off.
I ran down.
Who?
Is it Gelt? No.
Hemeth?
Yeah, I got it. There he is. Listen here, dwarf. Your payment will be that the 15 of us don't slit your throat and feed you to the ooze. Boat us away. Now.
That would be an intimidation check.
I give it a shot. It's something I have a bonus in. Do I get advantage because I'm scary drow?
No.
That is a 19.
That is a 19.
Will do.
Okay, we'll make it a cut.
As he's saying that, I'm pulling out a hand crossbow and loading it.
Okay. Hey, you want to get into Gracklestuck?
10%.
I can do 10.
Good. Get the boat moving.
Just give him the coins.
I love it, yeah.
How good of a shot do you think I am?
Asking Hemeth or...
No. I'm asking Jeff. I'm just... If I wanted to hit a target that, like, was this big, give or take.
Chest size?
Give or take.
Is this a... What are you shooting at?
It's an inanimate object that someone's probably holding.
Is it moving?
It's like the no-look shot.
Sort of, yeah. Sort of not quite that impressive. But yes, that's kind of what I'm going for.
Make a dex check with proficiency.
Oh, nice. Proficiency at this level is what, 2?
2.
That's still really good. 12.
Not as good as you would hope.
So you think it hits Matt's shield like I intended, or does it hit Matt's armor?
It would probably plink off of Matt's shield.
So literally, Sarath just, I mean, turns away from the gray dwarf, says, good, and fires right at Matt's chest.
Well, hey, what was that about? A boot.
I thought you were looking for it to stick in.
I was kind of hoping to plink it off of his shield and scare the shit out of him. Next time you cross me, I'll make sure you're chum.
Okay, good for you. I'm fucking quaking. Don't break the rules. Nobody can call you out on it.
Drow. And I point to him.
He's already walked away. Because this will end in one of them dead.
Talking to the guy who left two of her behind. He's got balls.
He's got something, all right. Rocks in the head, but he's got something.
He eats rocks.
So what are you giving Hemeth?
What all did we get?
14 EP, one gem, a bunch of coins, I don't know how much, mace, dagger, 2 potions.
EP is 50 cent?
Yeah.
I honestly don't remember what you got as far as coins. So...
What did you divulge that we actually got? What did you tattle?
A dagger and a mace.
Somebody
roll me a D100.
I did it last time, somebody else can.
61.
Oh, no.
61?
That would be... That's 100 gold.
So we have essentially 150 gold.
Okay.
How much was the Electrum? How many pieces?
14.
So
it's 7 gold.
So 107
gold. 107
gold. 10%. Give him 17 gold. Let's round up.
Yeah, take it off the coffers. I mean, he sure as fuck is not getting the... He's not getting the potions. He's not getting the weapons. And I'd like to know what the dagger is, if at all possible. Being a roguish type, that seems like a good call. Especially since I already have a dagger.
I will tell you once the... Once the party gets back together, he goes back to an NPC.
That's fine, but okay. He's my character right now, and he wants his fucking cut, which is the magic goddamn dagger. Or we restart this shooting contest, and this time with fucking darkness and probably more people on my side.
Damn!
Angsty!
I'm not sure if he pissed Matt off, or he pissed Cody off, or I did, but this is funny.
What? Bananas!
Okay.
And of course you're all inferior because I am drow.
At least you're not albino.
You guys are essentially on your last night before you reach Cracklestug. Matt,
I'm gonna wait for Troy.
It doesn't matter. This is just you.
Might have a dream.
No, you're on watch.
It's always you on watch, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know who you normally have on watch with you, but
it was Jim Jar and Shushar.
Okay, so Jim Jar. Jim Jar is asleep below decks because he's been peddling. The only person up on deck with you is Bepito, and he's just sitting up at the front of the boat, staring out. It's weird because it's normally normal ambient temperature underground, everything like that. It's warm here. You can feel the heat coming off of Cracklestug. You can see the glow in the distance. And Bepito has been sitting there and staring at it. And he's sitting there cloaked. He's sitting there wrapped up. And he says, I've been looking forward to going home, and I've been dreading it at the same time.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, the Darrow are outcast. They're second class citizens. They're just barely better than slaves. And the hope that I have for the future, I think I owe it to you.
No problem.
Yeah, because
all in a day's work.
I don't have to go back to that life.
What life are you going to go back to?
Well, ever since you, what was the phrase you used? You Happy Gilmore'd my ass.
Well, I don't remember what I did. I'm sorry. I fucking drink so much.
When you beat my head in, you made sure that Bepito didn't have to go back to that life.
Okay.
And he says, I want to thank you.
I'm sorry I had to hit you to do it, but I'm glad you're finding the plus side here. We have clouds up top, and we'd say there's a silver lining.
He stands up and he turns around, and you can see the little stubs of tentacles coming off of his face.
Wow.
And he says, that's why I'm letting you all live. Next time we meet, I'm going to revisit the same kindness you showed me the last time.
I don't understand what that means.
And he dives off the boat.
Okay. Bye, Willem Dafoe.
Mm-hmm.
What kindness? I'm sorry.
He's going to beat your head in.
So why didn't he kill me now?
You remember the mind flayer?
Yeah.
Yeah. The one that was over Bepito?
The one that was like stuck in the ground?
Yep. That you Happy Gilmore'd his ass?
Okay. So he like took over the Darrow?
Read Volos, the whole section about mind flayers.
Well, I don't want to fucking open a book without any goddamn permission.
You just make permission.
You know, in the middle of combat, that's one thing.
I just was curious. There was no combat. I was just curious.
Well, it was originally supposed to be a combat.
Mind flayer is kind of a very descriptive term of what they do.
So he was he literally took over his body.
You remember Rathacon with the little worms in the ears?
Yeah, little earwig thing.
Yeah, mind flayers do that. And then you turn into a mind flayer.
Oh, cool. Mind flayers do a lot of really horrible.
That's how they reproduce.
Neat.
And the one who was trying to get to the next, I don't think we ever actually got into what he was doing because somebody wanted Happy Gilmore his ass.
So what you're saying is Matt is responsible for the first NPC death.
Is he dead?
No. If you don't have control of yourself anymore.
I think in the timeline, Ront died first, and Ront was abandoned by everyone. So
abandoned is a strong one.
You were given control of Ront, and you could have done whatever you wanted with him.
Yeah.
So you made that call.
Oh, I followed your guidelines. Don't fucking flip this shit on me.
Ront could have had a change of heart.
And you said I was a coward.
And you're also equally responsible for leaving Ront for your
character. No. So. I'm just saying I'm not to blame for the first NPC death, since somebody is pretending they're my mother-in-law and picking apart everything that I do.
I mean, technically, again, he said you made the choice, so you are responsible.
The next day, you're pulling into Grackles.
This is why polygamy is illegal, because if you had this many wives nitpicking you,
The next
what
day.
What the fuck was that? I'm sorry. That was.
You're just nitpicking! Just
or pointing out truths. I mean, that.
Oh my god.
Please wrap up the episode.
Yeah. The next day, as you're pulling into the docks of Gracklestug, you see a swarm of Koto boats, and they drop off Kira and L&L. And you guys are back together. I'm not fucking around with travel anymore. You're in Gracklestug.
Yeah, we gotta travel from there somewhere else, so.
Well, I'm sure there's something to do with Gracklestug.
You're going to spend a fair amount of time here.
Ah, he said it. That means we don't do it.
Fine.
I get a boat and I fuck off.
Hey guys, good to see ya.
Level up.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter @Rancors_Brothel and email your comments and suggestions to BetweenTwoCrits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You listen.